In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we have now in November the last month of the ecclesiastical year. It's the end of the year. It's unbelievable, but already in 2 weeks we will start with the Advent season, preparing for Christmas. And then, at the beginning of the month, we had two special days. First, the Feast of All Saints. And then, on the 2nd of November, the day when we were praying for all Christian faithful have passed away, praying for the repose of their souls. And by this way, we are additionally reminded on eternity. And here we do also remember that according to God's will, we shall become saints. We know the commandment of Jesus Christ is do love God and the neighbor. And then, by other words, become perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Or as it is said in the Old Testament, be saint because I, your God, am saint. But what is sanctity? What is holiness? And then we hear people sometimes, or we think personally, me becoming a saint, impossible. No, that's not possible. I'm a sinner. I'm weak. I'm fighting against this and that my lifelong time, but I have not a definitive success in that or a big progress. But what is holiness? And few days ago, on the 10th of November, we had the feast of Saint Andrew Avellinus. And this saint was an aristocrat. He lived at the end of the 16th century, respectively in the beginning of the 17th. And he belonged to an aristocrat family in Italy. And he was a normal boy, always believing in God and practicing the Catholic faith. But he knew, he has experienced the temptations of in the life, in the world. And for instance, he was a good party, and several women were interested to get him. He has resisted, and then he decided to become a priest. And as it was common in that time or possible, he has also studied jurisprudence. He became a lawyer. And is it good or not? But he, as priest, became a lawyer dealing with cases regarding property, reputation, good name, and so on. And also in that time, the people were often enough interested in possession of things. And he was a Catholic priest. He was obviously not a big sinner, but then something has happened in his life. And he, as a lawyer, became aware that he has committed a lie many times in his job as lawyer, sometimes exaggerating, sometimes being silent, not saying the entire truth, as it is not unusual in this position. And then he heard or read in the Psalms of the Old Testament, the word that a lying lips, they are creating disaster, spiritual disaster. And he went into him, and he understood, I must change this. And then he changed. He changed, he gave up this job as a lawyer, and he has devoted himself more and more intensively to the proper duties of a priest. And he became also famous in his area because of deeds of love to the neighbors, to the other people. And then he died. He entered finally the order of Theatina Fathers. And then he died during, he said, the Holy Mass, praying the wonderful words in Troibat Altar Dei. In this regard, nothing better can happen for a priest when he is called to come to God to eternity during the celebration of the Holy Mass. But his example is giving us an advice how we can and should eventually also progress in the process of becoming saints. It means always the next step. Saint Andrew Avellinus was a normal Catholic priest, and then he became aware by a very special way. I have here one serious obstacle. This obstacle, committing a lie regularly, more or less regularly, in the courthouse, this is like a break for my further development on my way to God. I must change this. And then he did. He did one step, and then we see in his case an entire process of positive things was started, because this one was really blocking him. And I think in our life it is hardly different. We hope so, at least. We're humble, but we know that we are presumably not mortal sinners. And we do our duties and we devote ourselves. And it's serious for us, the values of the Christian Catholic faith and dear God. But then we become also aware. I have there one problem is possibly typical for me. This one is blocking me too. If I would find power, energy, a concentration to become a winner, to give up this bad custom or a sin, or whatever it is, then it will give me a space for the next serious progress in my spiritual life, in my battle for God and against the evil. And this can be different things. One person has eventually a problem that this person is too much focused on own interests, neglecting the interests of other people. It's a good person, but the other people become aware something is not completely okay. One other person has never learned to listen to recommendations of other people, has the tendency to know all better. And this is also causing some unconscious problems in relationships with other people. One other person is without interruption consuming TV or computer. Sometimes it would be better to stop for a while at least. Eventually you need it for your job, for your profession. Okay, be interested, but know the right measure. And then we forget to do other serious things if we are too much occupied with watching TV or using the computer, the internet. One other person knows, oh, this is a good guy. Everyone is loving this guy, but he has a problem. He drinks a little bit too much alcohol. It doesn't mean he is an alcoholic, he or she. But this problem is causing serious difficulties in the relationship with other people. And if this person would overcome this obstacle, it would find time and energy for a progress. And then things are opening in our mind and we understand reality, another reality. We were blocked by our sin or bad custom previously. And you know, everyone has different qualities, are not very good or are even blocking us like an obstacle. And if we know, this is a typical one for me, this is causing serious troubles for my spiritual life, then if we overcome it, if we concentrate as Saint Andrew Avellinus, then we realize and we see how rich our life can be if we devote more, if we do a progress, if we become stronger than the weakness of the human nature. And may the Saint Andrew be an example, a good example for us. And saints, this is a good book of practical studies. And they show us how we could eventually follow their example. And so we should also become aware of our general vocation. You know, in the apparition of Saint John the Apostle, we read at the beginning that in the chapters at the beginning of this epistle, how the Spirit was addressing different messages to different congregations and parishes in Little Asia in that time. And in one case, the Spirit has told through John the Apostle to those people, I know you are doing many things rightly. It's fine. You are fighting against the lie, against the heresies. You are supporting the poor people. It's great. But one thing I have to tell you. Do return to the original love. You have forgotten a little bit. It became a sort of custom for you. And the fire is not more the original one when you became convert, when you have turned to me and you got baptized, for instance. And so we all have something in our life. If we would ask the other people, they would say, this is a typical problem of this person. It's a good guy. It's a good girl. But this one is not helping him or her. And if we would overcome, if we would delete this sin or bad custom from our life, we will become aware of a higher level of spiritual relationship with our dear God, who has sacrificed himself and who has deleted the power of the sin and of the evil, and is wishing to give this grace us too, if we prepare correspondingly for that. So let us also say a short prayer at least to the Saint Andrew Avellinus, and his example may help us to do a corresponding progress in our life too. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.